again like it happens every summer. Charlie was out doing yard work and got stung by yellow jackets. He was trimming a shrub and his ladder must have hit a nest or poked a hole or something, and out they came. I was taking a nap and he was working on the other side of the house, so I didn't hear him yelling. When I got up, I found him dead asleep in the back of the lounger. He was some groggy when he finally woke up. "Charlie, you don't seem quite yourself. What's up?"
"Got stung by some yellow jackets, came in here and went to sleep."
"You didn't think to tell me?"
"No, you were sleeping."
"Charlie, that's dangerous. You could have had a reaction."
"I was tired, so I lay down."
"That's my point. Did you take anything for it?"
"Nope."
"Oh, honest to God." So I gave him some ointment and a Benadryl, and I got out some ice packs for him to put on the bites. But honestly, there were so many, all big and red. Poor Charlie. I'll let him tell you about it.
The Yellow Jacket Two-Step. Be careful in the yard wherever you go, wherever you weed and wherever you mow. If you stumble upon their nest, uh-oh, you'll be doing the yellow jacket two-step. Hopping around and howling pain, ow, 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 was my refrain. It's a dance you'll never want to do again, the celebrated yellow jacket two-step. Each summer, I swear, it happens to me. I must have been a sight for the neighbors to see. Looks like Charlie's got stung by a bee. Wow, maybe two or three. I dropped my ladder and ran for the shed, huffing and puffing and filled with dread. Wherever I was bitten was flaming red. All I wanted was to lie in the bed. Now, purply blotches are all I got. They don't hurt none, but they itch a lot. I still gotta get my ladder back without suffering a new attack. So be careful in the yard wherever you go, wherever you weed and wherever you mow. If you stumble upon their nest, uh-oh, you'll be doing the yellow jacket two-step. The celebrated yellow jacket two-step.